I read once a quote from a Lakota Indian who was Catholic, and she told the author of this book that the peace pipe ceremony and the Eucharist were the same because it was always moving, giving and receiving one from another. And that's a really good insight about Eucharist. We say this often here. It's about the gift given to us in Christ, the gift of God's complete life on the cross. That's the gift that we are receiving. But we're required to return that gift. And the more we give, the more we get. And philosophers have said that all through the ages, but it's an essential part of Christian understanding that you don't really receive until you learn how to give. So we have two stories in the scriptures today about hospitality. One is Abraham and Sarah hosting these three men who come near their tent. And the story is elaborate in terms of the amount of work that it took for that hospitality. To grind wheat and knead the dough and all that kind of stuff to make these rolls, and then to slaughter the calf and to prepare it, and you know, on and on. It must have taken all afternoon to do that. And so they just gave of themselves completely. And what do they get back? Well, one of these men tells Abraham that Sarah is going to have a son, and that of course becomes Isaac. And Abraham and Sarah are in their 90s at that point, and so this is purely a miracle from God. And in the gospel, we have Martha and Mary hosting Jesus. And Jesus kind of chides Martha because she complains about Mary not helping. But Jesus isn't criticizing Martha for being hospitable, and he isn't criticizing her for doing the work of hospitality. The gentle chiding is really about her inability to see the guest that is in front of her, the God. Now, in the tradition of the Bible, and particularly in the tradition of the church, those three men that Abraham and Sarah hosted were the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In other words, it was God. And Jesus is God, and he's in the home of Martha and Mary, and they are hosting him. But he's going to host them a short time later on the cross. He's going to give his entire self for them. It's the giving and the receiving. And in Christian life, we learn how to be gracious at both. And gracious comes from the word grace, and grace means love, and particularly divine love. And so we are graced to be able to be hospitable. Our hospitality comes from grace. It comes from God. It isn't necessarily a natural human tendency. It's a participation in the divine life, because God is the host par excellence. And here, in a sense, we are hosting Christ. We've prepared, we've got the music ready, we have the hosts and the wine, everything is prepared. Everybody, all the different ministers have done their jobs, and we're hosting Christ. But there's a sense in which it's the other way around. Christ is hosting us. Christ is welcoming us to the table, the heavenly banquet. He's giving us in his body and blood a foretaste of that meal that lasts forever in the kingdom. And so, whether it starts with adoring the presence of the one who is visiting us, or whether it starts with the ministry, the work, it doesn't make any difference as long as one leads to the other. Work has to lead to adoration, and adoration has to lead to work. And so we come here in the midst of both of those, adoration and receiving and giving, and the just like the pipe, just like the that keeps getting passed around, we are receiving Christ in the Eucharist, and then we are taking him out to the world to begin the work of ministry in the world. This is who we are. We are the receivers of the immeasurable gift of Christ's love. And we take that into our bodies. We eat it and we drink it. We take it into our souls. We take it in with our ears. We hear that word and we get transformed into it. We become the very Christ that we serve. And then we become hospitable to the world. You know, there's a great Benedictine tradition. In Benedictine monasteries, the monks are always told to receive the visitor as Christ. And there's a great story about a porter, the monk who answers the door, and the door has been knocked on 20 times that day, and he's worn out. And there's a knock one last time, and he said, "Oh Lord Jesus, is it you again?" And isn't it true that sometimes we wear thin? You know, sometimes hospitality becomes hard work and not so necessarily so enjoyable. And we love to have visitors come, and we love to see them go too. But ultimately, it's about being gracious hosts and gracious receivers. Learning the fine art, the spirituality of the giving and receiving, both of which we have to learn how to do well.